I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with guitarist Jason Vio. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's great to be speaking with you again.
Our conversation today is prompted by your brand new recording of Jonathan Leshnoff's Guitar Concerto. You are not the first guitarist to perform this concerto. I guess that would have been Manuel Barrueco. So how did you get your hands on this piece?
I was approached by Nashville Symphony, through my management, to see if I would be interested in doing the live recording. You play three concerts with Nashville Symphony, and then, you know, they record them and put them together for a live recording. So I agreed to do that. Yes, in fact, Manuel Barrueco did the initial performances of the piece, and thus probably most of the legwork in terms of working with Jonathan on the guitar part, in terms of not composing it, but just making sure that whatever was, you know, being written was squared away for performance.
Program, or at least no overt or very detailed program for this guitar concerto. But from your standpoint as a performer, intimately acquainted with the piece, how would you describe the spirit of the piece?
You know, it's quite heroic in the first movement, and there's a very strong theme, and the guitarist is, of course, as any, you know, great concerto, I think, should be. It's very virtuosic, and it starts out right away with these really kind of blazing, fast scales in the introduction before the themes are developed. So, like a lot of his music, there's a kind of sense of grandeur and a wonderful narrative arc. I think that's the thing that's so why Jonathan Leshnoff is, his music is becoming more and more well known to audiences, and why audiences respond so positively to them, and why orchestras respond positively to them as well, is really that strong sense of that there's a story there, you know, that there's some kind of, even though, as you say, it's not program music, meaning it's not meant to necessarily evoke any specific characters or specific visual images. The music speaks for itself and has its own internal sort of narration or narrative arc. And as it moves along and develops, you know, it pulls you along into its drama.
I found a video posted on Jonathan Leshnoff's website in which you're talking about his guitar concerto and in which you call this concerto a stunner. I was hoping you might be able to talk us through this piece and its notable attributes.
The three movements, of course, are very different from each other, and I know that the third movement in particular was had Concierto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo as an inspiration, you know, these kind of these sort of Spanish-sounding figures. And the second movement is a very almost otherworldly. I mean, I could only really speak from my own experience of learning the piece and really trying to get it ready for performance, because it's not in the sense that, you know, you're not just getting it ready to play it once, you know, you're getting ready to record it live. So just kind of being inside of the music for such an extended period of time preparing it. The second movement, I remember very much working with Jonathan on, he was really trying to get me to play it slower and slower yet and slower still, you know, to get to the, I mean, what I began to realize during the rehearsal process was that instead of connecting these notes in the guitar melodies or the lines, sort of like a traditional classical type of melody or a line, he said, I want the notes almost like the notes to glow, like you want to hear the decay of the note and the listener to take in every molecule of of each of the notes that you're playing. And so the tempo of the piece has to be played at a slow enough pace, or I should say a stretched out enough pace, that what then begins to appear during the rehearsal process is this otherworldly, almost mystical kind of quality to it. And at the same time, very emotional. That's really, I think, my favorite movement of the piece.
Jonathan Leshnoff writes that the second movement seems to be kind of getting at this idea deeply rooted in Jewish thought of humility in particular. From that standpoint as well, I'm also kind of wondering whether the second movement of Jonathan Leshnoff's concerto might also have been very much inspired by the second movement of the Concierto de Aranjuez, which is about grief, but it's also really about humility too.
Yeah, and that's kind of the space I was trying to put myself in as the soloist, where you're almost kind of you sort of give yourself up to the unknown in a sense. And I think that was part of the process for me in terms of just having Jonathan coach me on how to interpret the piece. Like I said, I was thinking like I was taking, you know, sort of a tempo marking more literally and this kind of thing, but actually working with him during the rehearsals with orchestra was really illuminating. And it does, when you can really get into that character, and I don't know if character is the right word, just the atmosphere or the vibe of what that music is about, it is almost kind of like a supplication type of feeling, like you're really kind of an acknowledgement of something that's much larger than yourself. And I think the Rodrigo is a very good thing you bring up, the analogy of that with the second movement. And not just what it's about, but with certain slow movements like that, there can be a meditative kind of quality to it, where you're not really trying to control anything. You know, you're not trying to control something.
You also say in the same video that I mentioned just a couple minutes ago that you think this piece will really have a lasting place in the guitar concerto repertoire. Why so?
Well, I think it's going to present, I think a lot of, younger players are going to hopefully hear this recording. And we're going to try to get as many, of course, live engagements as possible. So this is a very technically challenging piece. Definitely, I think in classical guitar culture, you know, that's kind of like a, you know, here, hold my beer type of moment here. You know, like there'll be a lot of younger players that want to really have a go at it. I mean, that's what a great, you know, concerto, a virtuosic concerto is supposed to do. Every young player wants to get their hands on Concierto de Aranjuez the moment that they or their teacher feel that they're technically ready to tackle that piece. And I think this is definitely, as it should be, along those lines. I mean, this is, of course, that's just one aspect of it. Beyond it, the music is so finely wrought and composed, and in the way that the music and the themes are developed and everything, it's just a very strong piece of music all the way through.
Just out of curiosity, are new guitar concertos being written pretty frequently these days?
Oh, I would say all the time. Absolutely. I mean, I know that Sergio Assad wrote one recently, and I premiered one 3 or 4 years ago by Dan Visconti, who's also a very well-known, you know, composer and based in Chicago and Rome Prize winner. And then I think my job in terms of, you know, where I am as a professional now, my job is to try to seek out or be a part of pieces that have the chance to be quite visible. There's so many fine composers out there, and I'm premiering new pieces for solo guitar, guitar chamber music, and more recently concerto more often now. And I've done that before and will continue to do so.
Grammy winner Jason Vio, your new recording is of Jonathan Leshnoff's guitar concerto, that recording with the Nashville Symphony, Giancarlo Guerrero conducting. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer.